The quiet revolution of sustainable and responsible investing has transformed from niche to mainstream, now embraced by the world's largest asset managers. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink's declaration that climate risk is investment risk signals a fundamental shift in how we assess long-term value. This movement has attracted celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio and reshaped how trillions flow through global markets. Beyond environmental concerns, SRI addresses social inequities and governance issues traditionally overlooked by conventional investment approaches. The evolution reflects our growing understanding of global interdependence, moving from simple sin stock avoidance to actively seeking investments that drive positive change while delivering competitive performance. Evidence increasingly shows that environmental, social, and governance (ESG) factors materially impact financial results. Companies with strong sustainability practices demonstrate greater operational efficiency, reduced regulatory risks, enhanced brand value, and improved talent attraction, all contributing to long-term profitability. The COVID-19 pandemic accelerated interest by highlighting our interconnectedness and exposing stark inequities. White-collar workers safely earning from home, while others faced unemployment or increased virus exposure, with communities of color suffering disproportionately. Every investment shapes our world, though we rarely consider this reality. Our portfolios not only yield financial returns, but offer profound opportunities to generate environmental and social value through intentional capital allocation. Two powerful demographic trends are propelling sustainable investing forward: unprecedented population growth and history's largest intergenerational wealth transfer. Our planet has grown from 450 million people 500 years ago to 7.8 billion today, with projections reaching 10.9 billion by 2100, demanding massive investment in sustainability solutions. Humans currently consume resources at 1.75 times Earth's capacity, with Americans using 5 planets' worth, while Indians just 0.7. Food systems need transformation. An Oxford study found eliminating meat and dairy would reduce greenhouse gases by 49% and agricultural land use by 76%, driving the booming alternative protein market. Simultaneously, approximately $30 trillion is transferring from baby boomers to millennials, reshaping investment priorities. Having entered adulthood during the 2008 financial crisis, 60% of millennials remain skeptical of traditional institutions, with 86% interested in market-rate returns coupled with positive outcomes. The Total Portfolio Activation Framework offers a 10-step approach to maximize social and environmental impact alongside financial returns. This includes establishing clear objectives, analyzing portfolios, identifying impact opportunities across asset classes, and measuring outcomes. Major asset owners now apply SRI policies across every asset class, from green bonds to renewable infrastructure and impact-themed equities. Understanding the social and environmental functions across different asset classes allows investors to strategically align portfolios with their objectives. The Norwegian Government Pension Fund exemplifies this approach by integrating ESG factors across its entire portfolio. Public equities traded on regulated exchanges form the core of most investment portfolios. SRI began with screening and exclusion mutual funds, avoiding harmful companies, later evolving into frameworks to evaluate companies' environmental, social, and governance practices. Social and environmental reporting has progressed from inconsistent CSR reports to standardized disclosures in annual reports, driven by large asset owners demanding transparency on externalities and resource dependencies. These disclosures help sustainable investors assess risks and advocate for improvements. Investors exercise power through voting rights, especially when major investment managers act collectively. Through coalitions, sustainable investors can submit shareholder resolutions and influence corporate behavior. Engine number one demonstrated this by placing three directors on ExxonMobil's board despite owning just 0.02% of the company. Eric Rice of BlackRock distinguishes impact investing from ESG by focusing on what companies produce rather than how they operate. While ESG examines stakeholder treatment across industries, impact investing targets companies specifically solving major global problems through their products and services. Fixed income markets have evolved through innovations like green bonds and sustainability-linked instruments. The World Bank issued the first green bond in 2018 for environmental projects. This market grew from $82 billion in 2016 to nearly $270 billion by 2020, with corporations and governments joining the trend. SRI fixed income securities appeal to investors because they're ring-fenced for specific green initiatives. Their rapid adoption stems from their familiar structure. They maintain the same risk weighting, credit ratings, and tradability as conventional bonds. This growth signals capital availability for low-carbon transitions. However, greenwashing has become prevalent. Examples include Repsol's green bond that expanded fossil fuel production and GDF Suez using green bond proceeds for a rainforest flooding dam. Without universal governance regulations, companies can market bonds as green without verification. Bram Boss of NN Investment Partners notes that green bonds provide transparency about a company's environmental actions rather than just policies. Unlike ESG ratings, which might reflect good documentation, green bonds offer visibility into actual projects, making investments tangible. Private equity investors gain corporate control through board seats, unlike public equity investors, limited to engagement or resolutions. This positioning allows directing capital toward impactful growth without benchmark constraints, while implementing ESG policies through direct management influence. Private equity's sustainable investing evolved from development finance institutions accepting below-market returns to mission-related investments seeking competitive returns. This evolution, proving impact investing can satisfy profit-maximizing mandates, continues gaining traction among institutional fiduciaries. Jean-Philippe de Chrivel's Bamboo Capital Partners exemplifies this approach as a global emerging markets investor targeting the missing middle with investments between $250,000 and $5 million in early-stage SMEs. Real assets, tangible resources, including natural resources, machinery, real estate, and forestry and agricultural assets, provide stable income, inflation protection, and higher yields during low interest environments. While historically contributing to unsustainable practices, these assets are essential for delivering a sustainable future. Dave Chen's Equilibrium Capital approaches sustainability through real assets, managing a carbon transition infrastructure fund and investing in high-tech, controlled environment greenhouses. Chen identifies agriculture as ground zero for climate change, where controlled environment agriculture creates resilience by separating food production from geographic and climatic constraints. The sustainable investing journey begins with identifying your personal priorities, values, and desired outcomes. As Jed Emerson advises, start where you are. Don't get too wrapped up in the language and terms and labels. Envision your impact, then connect with like-minded individuals while educating yourself. Start by auditing your current portfolio and creating a values-based framework outlining your non-negotiables and flexible areas. Heed Sharon Vosmek's warning about confirmation bias. When facts challenge our assumptions, we often become more entrenched. Combat this by questioning assumptions and challenging financial advisors. Sustainable investments create multiplier effects that enrich disadvantaged communities while directing capital toward solutions at multiple levels. Community development financial institutions demonstrate this by funding small businesses in underserved areas, creating jobs and local economic resilience. Amy Novogratz describes investing in a vision that we will have a future that doesn't put our environment at harm, creating momentum that yields the dividend of joy. Many investors report greater satisfaction knowing their money supports positive change. As the world evolves, so must our investment approaches. The tools, knowledge, and opportunities exist today. Will you align your financial goals with your deepest values, creating prosperity beyond your own portfolio?